Shaplinsky is uncharacteristically idle. It's too wet to even mow the lawn. He spends the day puttering about the yard and checking his computer often to see if the radar shows more rain moving in.
You go to town, you go to the bar, wherever you go, the subject is all this rain.
Shaplinsky says he sees depression setting in among some neighbors as the rains continue. He shrugs and says he's learned to accept what nature gives.
The only thing I think about when it starts to rain, I don't have to work tomorrow. But I have friends here that when the raindrops hit the roof, they're up. And then they'll sit and watch television or something the rest of the night. And it really bothers them. I myself can handle that. There's nothing you can do about it in a way. And you don't want to let it drive you to the graveyard.
The 60-year-old Shaplinsky puffs a cigar as he sits on the deck of his farmhouse and looks out over fields lush and green with weeds. He seeded some of his 3,200 acres twice this spring to no avail.
And we got in about 1,600 acres planted, which is all pretty well shot. It would have been better off if the rain would have came a few days earlier and we never got in and done it.
Shaplinsky says he has crop insurance, but it won't quite cover his expenses. He's happy because his income tax refund will help pay the property taxes for another year, and his wife makes enough working off the farm to pay most of their living expenses. But Shaplinsky admits he's crazy to stay in farming. Still, like many of his neighbors who are in their 60s, he can't visualize any other way of life.
I'll quit when they haul me out of here. I will fight to the end. It's all I know. I farmed all my life, and when I was a teenager, late in the teens, I traded my car off for a tractor. I love to farm. I don't have to make a big profit, but I'd love to be here, but I'd like to pay my bills.
A lot of farmers in northwest Minnesota haven't been able to pay their bills lately. That's making life difficult for people like Daryl Jarshaw. Jarshaw manages the Farmers Co-op elevator in Middle River. He's a raw-boned, taciturn man, wearing a dust-covered, sweat-stained seed cap. His assessment of this year is typically blunt.
Disaster.
Jarshaw says sales of fertilizer and seed are down about 75% this year. He shares a battered office with two cats who sleep undisturbed on an office chair. A large sign behind his desk says, "All sales, cash only." Jarshaw says the company can no longer afford to extend credit to farmers. He's managed the elevator for 10 years, and there's never been such dismal conditions.
This is probably the wettest spring I've ever seen. I mean, there's no let up on it. That's why they always get, usually somehow manage to get a crop in here. For most of it, this is the toughest I've ever seen it. Never seen a spring like this.
It may be that perspectives are skewed after taking a battering for the better part of a decade, but most people you talk to in northwest Minnesota just shake their heads and say they've never seen anything like it. Karen Fredrickson is one of them. She's district director for the Federal Farm Service Agency. The agency administers federal farm programs and is the place where farmers go when banks will no longer loan them money. Fredrickson says there have been 9 bad years out of the last 10.
Every year it gets a little bit worse, and we're seeing many of the farmers that aren't even able to come in and get an emergency loan because they haven't got any asset left. Their equity is gone.
Fredrickson says unless Congress approves some kind of disaster payments for farmers, she expects bank foreclosures to begin later this summer.
The last chance was to get this crop this year and be able to make some type of payment to stop that process. And we'll have to wait, I suppose, closer to fall. And I'm certain that there will be more foreclosures than we've seen in the past.
Fredrickson says the economy of northwest Minnesota is slowing considerably this summer as the engine driving it sputters to a stop. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.